Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Chrissy Gonzalez. And she is a world-class Ironman. And as we talked, has been, you know, won seven of them. And I, when I think of difficult moments, because I followed you, and not as much as your husband and not as much as your kids, but I followed you. But I think the most difficult one that I recall, you talked about Puerto Rico and the flat tire. That was pretty traumatic. But with St. Croix, where you had mechanical, and also it's a really difficult. Tell us about St. Croix and you know why you got into St. Croix. How many times you've competed there? That experience.
St. Croix is one of the oldest Ironmans in the history of the sport, actually. It's a half, so people understand it's only 70.3 mile, but it's the toughest half
Ironman. For those who may not know, tell us, tell our listeners, what is a half Ironman and what is a full Ironman in terms of the three events?
So for the benefits of those, triathlons, they're all called triathlons, because a triathlon is where you swim, and you will always swim first for safety issues. Because, you know, if you're gonna cramp, you better cramp when you're running than when you're swimming. So you will always swim first, and you come out of the water and you run to your bike and you get on the bike
immediately.
Those
are called transitions, and there's also timing of those
Correct.
Transitions.
Correct. Since the gun goes off, at whatever time it goes off, it's seven, or if it's waves, is a different times for age groups, but it's all accounted for. So the minute you start swimming until you finish you go through the finishing line, it's everything is accounted. So you're gonna have your swim time, your T1, which is your transition from swimming to biking. That's T1.
Some taking off just your
you have to change and jump on your bike, and you go off biking, and then you come from biking and you rack your bike.
And biking is how long?
In the half is 56 miles.
And then the full is 112.
So the half, when you do a half, from the half to the full is double of every distance.
Right.
So when you finish your 56 miles, you go into what is called T2, transition two, you rack your bike, and you get into your tennis shoes, or your running shoes, you take off your helmet, hopefully, and you take off for the half marathon, which is 13 miles, and that's how you finish the race. And triathlons have four distances. It starts with a sprint, which is what every beginner would like to do, which is a very short swim, a half a mile swim, 20 miles on the bike, a 5K run. And then the second distance...
That's the one you're trying to convince me to do.
That's the one you should
do. One of these days.
And then the second distance is the one you see at the Olympics, which is, and it's called the Olympic distance because it's the one you saw in London, which is you swim 1 mile and you bike 27 miles. And then you run a 10K. And then you go into the half Ironman, which is the one we're talking about, St. Croix, the one you see here in Puerto Rico that happens in March. It's a half, which is you swim a little bit over a mile, 1.2, and you bike 56 and you do 13 miles. And then the full Ironman, you double that distance. So you swim 2.4. You bike 112 miles.
Some of them
miles.
Are kilometers and some of them are miles? Is that
No, just that for the Europeans, they give you the numbers in kilometers. Yeah. But, you know, for us, it's miles. It's a total of 140.6 miles.
Okay.
So it's 112 miles on the bike. And then when you get off the bike, you run a full marathon of 26 miles. So those are the four distances. They're all called triathlons. It's just that the Ironman... is the full Ironman and the half are called Ironman because of the endurance.
Right. And one of the exciting things that was with this person I met the other day, who ex-governor of South Dakota, and he 72, he did an Ironman, and he went to corner something like eight times. He's been an incredible person. But he was basically just trying to finish. And I was telling him, I think one of the most exciting things or moments in one of these Ironmen to watch is the people who are trying to finish within the 12-hour limit. It's night, the lights are out, and these people are coming, some of them literally limping because they've cramped and everything. Others just dog tired, and people cheering them to make it. And that clock ticking off at midnight.
It's in a frustrating. It's actually 17 hours. So you start at 7 in the morning.
Oh, 17, yeah.
And the Ironman is the only time it's a mass start in the water. So you have 2,000 in Lake Placid. We had 2,500. athletes at the same time in the water starting.
And you look, and one of your main concerns was to get drowned.
Kona is overwhelming, and because everybody's good and nobody's going to give you a break, and it's a contact sport all 2.4. This year specifically, it was very tight quarters. They didn't, you know, they corralled us, and it was a very difficult swim where you had no choice. You were trapped. And everybody's good and nobody gives up. I mean, usually in the full Ironmans, at the turning point, people start getting a little tired and you open up your area and you have space to swim. But so the only time you start with everybody is the full Ironman, is because you have to finish by midnight. And what's really frustrating is that a lot of people, you know, like I had a friend on our team he got into Kona through lottery. Which is, I don't think, a good way to enter, because I think that you need to prove yourself in the distance. I mean, Kona is the most difficult race in the world because of the lava fields, the wind, and the intensity of the race. And so if you're not well prepared and you don't have confidence in the distance, you're gonna suffer. You're gonna suffer, and there's no doubt about it. It's a suffering, and you don't wanna, I mean, this is a hobby. You're not supposed to suffer. You're supposed to enjoy yourself and finish. Well, this guy, you know, sadly enough, was pulled off at mile 25 of the marathon. Wow. So, I mean,
pulled off means he didn't make the time.
Make the cutoff time. He did not go through the chute of people telling you're an Ironman. He could probably finish on his own, and he probably finished at...
Oh, yeah. So he had to finish the bicycle at a certain time, too.
You have 8 hours.
At a cutoff. So he wasn't able even to go to the run.
No, he was in the run on mile 25th of the marathon.
Okay.
So he had 1 mile to finish the Ironman.
Wow, yeah.
But he did not finish before midnight, so they stopped him.
Right.
Take the chip away.
Right.
And he can go through the finish line, which they're already taking down, but nobody will register his time.
And there's nobody left there watching.
There's nobody there watching.
Except your wife and maybe your kid. No, that moment is something.
It's very frustrating, and it happens to a lot of people that they're taking off the course on the bike. Sometimes they don't make the cutoff time out of the water, and right there they take your chip out, and they say, you know what, you're done for the day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's tough. It's tough.
And St. Croix, what you're saying, is one of the oldest, and you know, get back to St. Croix. We got in talking about the distances of the half marathon, Ironman, etc. But what makes St. Croix special, and your experience in St. Croix versus Kona?
St. Croix is special for three reasons. First, is the most challenging half Ironman in the world. Second,
and what makes that?
Because it is hot, it's humid, and very hilly. It has a hill that is worldly known called the Beast. And it's a climb of almost a mile long, where you start with a switchback, a hairpin turn at 12% grade incline, and it takes you up to 21% incline in two switchback turns in that 0.9 mile. And that just takes your breath away. And then you come down from that area and you hit the south part of the island, where you're going to hit hills of 8 to 12% off and on throughout the last 30 miles of the race on an open road with headwinds that, you know, it's... And then you get off the bike and you have to do a half marathon on a hilly course, hot and humid. And it's just tough. And so, but what attracts people to St. Croix, and there are not many that get attracted, because St. Croix, just to give you a number, they have like 300 athletes that sign up for this race. That's how difficult it is. While other halves have 1,500, 2,000. so you understand, it's there are only four half Ironmans in the world that have Kona slots. So to get to Kona, you have to qualify through a full Ironman within the year. And there are only four halves that have slots to Kona, and St. Croix is one of them.
Okay.
But even though having the slots for Kona, only three people sign up. That's how difficult it is. But they sign up, the very best in the world go there, because they know that only the very tough win, and they assure their slot to Kona through a half, and they save themselves from the physical torture mm-hmm. of doing a full Ironman, which is what Ironman wants you to do. They want you to qualify to Kona through a full Ironman. And that's what makes it difficult.
Right.
These days.
And so you said it's the hilliness, the wind, and what's the heat. The heat. Those are the three factors that make it. Okay, well, we have to take a break again. We'll be right back. I'm with my sister, Chrissy Gonzalez, and we're talking about her experience as Ironman. She just came back from Kona and came seventh in the world in her age group, which is an incredible accomplishment. Be right back.